The first reading from the Acts of the Apostles always hit a different note for me, having lived under communism before. My brothers and sisters, I think as human beings, we tend to forget that we all of us, bear the effects of original sin. There's a real human brokenness, and especially concupiscence, the desire to sin, the desire to put ourselves first, the desire to be in control, the desire to somehow think that we're the center of the universe. Those things are there. And no matter how great, how wonderful, how nice, or how feely-touchy or nice-sounding an ideology might be, we will all fall short from that good intention. And when we make government our all-in-all, or when we depend on government or society or an individual to be our all-in-all instead of the Lord, we will ourselves make that government, that person, that institution, that whatever become a dictator. And that's not what the Acts of the Apostles try to teach us. And that's why communism and socialism will never work. It never worked because it tried to replace the love of the Lord and with humanity, with government, with politics, with broken human beings. And what brought the early Christians together, not because of their desire to feel good or to be good, it's what their desire to love one another out of love for the Lord. They put everything together because they care for each other. They love each other. They pray with each other, and they come together to put God first. God first. Will our government put God first? Will an institution put God first? Will any human or revolutionary leaders put God first? They might use the name of God for their own agenda, for their own policies, or for their own liking, but will they put God first? Will they devote themselves to communal life and to a life of prayer or not? Will the Eucharist become the center of their life of discipleship and worship or not? Without that, then we will create a nice-sounding institution or model or whatever, but we will all fall short because of our concupiscence, because of our brokenness, because of our humanity. God first. We do not need the government for that or anyone for that. If we come together through a life of worship, through a life of prayer, and let the teachings of Jesus Christ and the church come alive in us, and if we put God first, then we will learn to love one another, to forgive each other, and to embrace each other's imperfection for the good of all. This is what we need here, right now, in this day and age, my brothers and sisters, not to depend on politics, but to depend on God. And let charity be the motivation, the driving force that helps us to love one another. We love one another because God has first loved us. We forgive one another because He has first forgiven us. Which leads me toward the gospel reading today. St. Thomas had expressed what in each and every one of us hath within our own self. And Jesus allowed him to feel his sides, his hand, his feet, to show that his resurrected body is not yet a hologram, It not just like some sci-fi fiction movie where he come back from the future and somehow present himself, but he's not there. Thomas felt him, felt his presence. And the Lord Jesus, the first thing he said to the disciples when they were scared, that he said, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." When we have the peace of the Lord, we will be able to rise above our fears, our doubts. There will be in times in our life, my brothers and sisters, as human beings, where we will be filled with fears and with doubts. Because this world will always try to rob us away from our trust in God. With the anxiety, with the worries, with the secondary matters that agitate us, that divide us, that conquer us, that make us turn against one another instead of seeking unity in Christ Jesus. The devil is smart in that way. He divide and he conquer. Why? Because that's the root of his name, Diabola, the one who divide. Look within our own nation right now, within our world right now. He is feeding on all of our humanity, all of our brokenness, all of our pride, all of our lust, all of our greed, all of our effects of original sin. He feeds on to all of them. He divide and he conquer each and every one of us. Make us lose our trust in God. Peace be with you. Will you let the peace of Christ be with you and with me or not? Or are we searching for utopian version, humanistic, political, socialistic agendas and manifestation of peace? Nothing in this world will ever give us peace except to be with Christ Jesus and find peace in him. Peace be with you. Let the peace of the Lord help us rise above our doubts, our reservation, our humanity, our fears, and everything we have to love him. One of the practices that have been taught to me by our Spanish speaking brothers and sisters when I became a priest, which all of you who ever attend Mass celebrated by me will know, that after the elevation of the body and blood of Christ, when I kneel down, I will be the first one to say, "My Lord and my God, Señor mío, Dios mío, my Lord and my God." Just like what St. Thomas said today in the gospel reading, when he come to recognize that is truly Jesus. At each and every Mass too, we truly come to see, to know, to feel, to taste, to consume Jesus. Behold God's love for you and for me. Do you believe that, my brothers and sisters? That when we come to Mass, in spite of all our imperfection, all of our differences, we come together at the church, not some type of a bougie club of like-minded people or country club of people who are posh, who think that they're better because they're here. No, we all come in spite of our imperfection, in spite of our brokenness, in spite of our humanity, to love the Lord. We come because he has first gathered us there to follow him, to love him. And once we've come to recognize him, we're able to call out, "My Lord and my God, Señor mío, Dios mío." And once we come to recognize him, we can listen to what he has said. Peace be with you. As the Father had sent me, so I sent you. What you and I receive at Mass cannot be stopped at Mass. We need to share the peace of the Lord with others, to bring others to him. And he breathed on the Holy Spirit upon his apostles, and he sent them out. And he sent us out too. So that we can preach the good news of Christ Jesus, knowing that if they come to know Christ and seek forgiveness in him, their sins will be forgiven, just that we have been forgiven. This is what we're called to be, the church. The church of the truth, but also the church of mercy and the church of forgiveness as we celebrate Divine Sunday today. God has been merciful toward us. May we become merciful toward others, because he had first forgiven us. We wouldn't be here if he was truly just. But don't abuse his mercy. Rely on his mercy and allow his mercy to give us peace so that we can fall in love with him more. Peace be with you.